IPAs for the girls and stouts for the boys. My favorite pants are corduroys. This is the perfect pour.
Is that new lyrics?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Trumpet solo?
Yes, trumpet solo.
Oh, nice.
Preview. It's going to be bigger than Star Wars, bro.
I'm looking forward to it. Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And later on in the show, we're going to talk about some beer releases to look out for. And a lot of cheersing of people and beers that we were drinking the past week and some beer culture stuff. We're going to do all those things. And we're going to drink beer.
Drink lots of beer.
Listeners have given us lots of beer lately. We're stocked full. We got a fridge mic'd up and ready to go. We're all ready.
Let's get to this.
I love gold.
Very careful.
Took some effort.
That was a 12-ounce can. There you go. If you guessed right.
You're on your way to...
This beer is going to go from right to left of your podcast aisle as Nick pours us a new beer. Ooh. Two beers we were drinking during our tailgating. We
More tailgate the show.
We hang out and tailgate. And we had two during our tailgating session. An older Mount Whitney XPA from Tagaskoya. Pale. It still was good, doing well, holding up. Well. You could tell it was older, but it was holding up.
Yeah. So what's the difference between old and older? Is this still within the drinking range, or is this just flat out old?
Taste wise, it was. What about the date? I think the date was past the 3 month IPA traditional IPA mark of 3 months.
It's August 28th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
September 28th. November. Yeah, it's about 90 days exactly. So,
possible 100 degree temperatures on this beer.
Yeah. Or the 48 degrees.
It was in August in Fresno, so you don't know what happened. Oh,
come
to
on. It was in my fridge the whole time.
Oh.
This is a properly cared for.
Properly cared for, see?
Except for the fact I didn't drink it.
4 month old XPA. Improperly cared for.
The hell am I going to do with this? Oh, yeah, podcast night.
It's like zupping on those guys.
So
I'll never know.
Them idiots.
I always unload new stock into the garage fridge, and then I just filter stuff into the in-house fridge. And so somehow this got something scooted in front of it type deal. You know how it happens. Yeah.
So we had that, and we also had a new one from Maui Brewing Company.
Mm-mm.
I donated this for my personal stash. Man. That's pretty... Pretty big of me.
What's it like having a personal stash? Tell us.
It's great right now. Yeah, I got a paycheck from the last time we talked. So there's beer. I actually got to buy beer. It was fun.
Beer.
It was fun. It was Mosaic Mobetta Double IPA. It was a new one. I was almost gonna land on a Tioga Sequoia, the pun juicer.
Yeah,
because I wasn't seeing anything new that I was like super excited about.
How close were you to just leaving with nothing?
Yeah, no.
Had it. Boring.
I was going to leave with something. I was determined.
Ah.
But
you got some money.
But then right at the last second, that Maui caught my eye. I said the mosaic on the Maui coming. I said, oh, mosaic?
First word in the beer.
Mosaic, good. So what did you think of that Maui?
I liked it. I don't necessarily care for doubles, but it was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for in the doubles go, it was pretty mm-hmm. good. One of the better Maui beers I've had, but you know you're using Mosaic, can't mess that up too bad.
Oh,
so the current,
hey, y'all watch this.
Oh yeah, watch this. But Sam Adams is like, oh yeah. Guess what?
Mosaic Rebel.
Mosaic Rebel. There probably is one. What is there? No. They haven't gotten around the Mosaic yet. They're just like starting to get wind that Mosaic's a hop people are using. Sam Adams are like, what?
They're crazy.
Nelson Rebel, are you drinking it?
No.
No.
Not unless somebody tricks me.
Not even going to drink a Nelson. No.
Okay, we have now donated to the show by our Colorado reps, Colin and Janine. Like a Boss Russian Imperial Stout.
Mm-mm.
From Four Nose Brewing Company. This is reminding me, the nose is reminding me of Midnight Lightning.
How dare you?
This tastes like Midnight Lightning to me.
Nom, 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 nom.
It's brown, sugary, sweet on the finish.
Good. Do you guys see the percentage? You want to play a quick percentage game? Yeah. Oh, wait. Matt says 8.
8-2.
8-2. Oh, 8-2. Ooh,
final adjustment right there.
Final answer, 8-2.
9-6. Sounds like we have a winner.
9-4.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
9.4.
Still closer. Missed it by that much.
It's good. Good beer.
Very good beer.
Like a Boss.
Laikia Boss?
Yeah.
Laikia.
L-A-I-K-A. Laikia. In honor of Laikia, one of the first dogs to visit space.
What?
This Russian Imperial Stout is not down to earth. Dark chocolate malt notes propel through every ounce of the sails, settling in the orbit of mouth watering complexity. So this is a tribute to what's the Russian dog in space.
Yes, the Russian dog.
So what do we got going on out there in the culture of craft beer?
Matt, silence.
Nick was slightly unzipping his jacket. I was just mesmerized by how silent he was being with his jacket opening.
Yes.
So Cigar City, they touched up their logo for 2018, and they also released their 2018 calendar. So I'm looking out for this is news.
I'm okay.
That I'm allowed to look out for is the 2018 calendars. I want to know what to expect from places.
All right.
Modern Times is going to do their 14-page blog post of what they're going to do.
That's a good one.
Firestone, Sierra Nevada, Cigar City, they're all, I think, Great Divide. And there's at least a couple more that they're really good about putting at calendars.
Calendar.
And most people stick to them.
Are we supposed to do a calendar?
Probably. Yeah. So, I want to know if there's any calendars you guys are looking out for. Do you guys base your beer year off of any of those?
No.
That Modern Times one, I always look at the Modern Times one. The Drake's sends us their calendar. So
Drake's, that's a good one. I appreciate
the Drake's one. Any Drake's brewery that wants to send us their calendar, we'll reference it as often as we can. I feel like I'm getting in the wrong spot in my mic for a while here. So.
Okay.
But let's fix that. I want to see... what else? Who else has a good calendar? I like the what? Does Fieldwork have a calendar? They don't have a calendar. They can't have a calendar.
They have a day planner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Can you guys just like post on an Instagram or something?
They don't know. They don't know what they're doing from week to week. There's no way they have a calendar.
I would like my breweries to send me personalized moleskins with their calendar.
Yeah.
Handwritten in it.
Handwritten.
In the ledger.
That should be in one of, every brewery has the circle of people that are hardcore drinkers or mug buyers or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you should get if you're in the high level.
What if they sent you like a little Field Notes size calendar?
Yes.
Personalized.
Maybe some, because Tioga Sequoia, you got the mountain theme going on. Mm-hmm. Give me a little Field Notes version of your calendar. You guys don't release like a slick calendar, internet ready calendar.
We usually have one that's internal, but
then the do you mean?
It's written on Mike Cruz's hand.
It's all,
I've seen
August. Okay. We're up. What's August? I can't see it anymore.
We've done yearly quarterly and monthly calendars before, but I don't know. It's one of those things where we're so strapped for beer all the time. Sometimes things don't happen and sometimes we get surprises. So it's kind of hard to map out too much time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell Bert, get on that. Bert. Want me a nice, nice internet pretty calendar.
He'll put three beers on it that you can get all year.
Coming from January to December, General Sherman IPA. Woo, mm-hmm. Woo, yes.
99 half dome. You can guarantee you get those all.
99.
Solid bar all 365 days.
Yep. Nice. Great calendar. There's a
good, took a highlighter and just went right across.
Right across. January, December.
It ends about
maybe here. Maybe put in the rush hour there in December. That's it.
So it's been a slow news week. I don't know about for you guys, but for me, that I was really scratching the interwebs to get something to talk about.
Knowledge.
And it's been so slow.
How slow was it?
That there's one of the big box breweries is trying to beat everybody else to Mars.
What, to be like yeast, Mars yeast or something?
Budweiser is upholding its commitment to be the first beer on Mars by confirming the upcoming experiment on the International Airspace Station with plans to send and study barley, one of its key ingredients, into space in early December.
Corn?
The reason? Early this year at the South by Southwest Conference, Budweiser announced its goal to be the first beer on Mars, offering a colonized red planet and the same enjoyments provided here on Earth, including fresh beer. And it just goes on and on and on.
They're going to take
on
over
and on
Mars. And on Big beer is already going to exist on Mars before you get there.
They're already worried about shelf space on Mars.
They're already tap handles battling tap handles.
That's a nice tagline.
Bowing for handles on Mars already.
Yep.
They're doing like, you give me we'll build you a real nice end. Mm-hmm. You give me that extra tap on there.
So now we got to go talk to, because didn't the Russians beat us to space the first time? Can't they take care of Budweiser?
Well, there's a space dog that went up there for us, apparently. So
yeah.
Laika.
Can't they just send some, case of Shinerbach or something up there. Just
shoot it up there.
Land on Mars, go, nah, we're good.
We made it.
Catapulted right up there.
So,
really strong catapult.
So just waiting for people to start a campaign saying Budweiser can't be the first beer on Mars.
Oh, you know Stone's going to beat him.
That's Greg's next project.
That's a Greg. Greg's gonna get
Stone
on
Mars plantation.
He gets bored, so that might excite him again. He's like, "Ooh, exciting project!"
But that's some poor sap had to write that story.
Poor guy.
Yep.
Enjoy by the time you get to Mars IPA.
Yeah, you would have to sell her a beer. What? Wouldn't it be like 4 or 5? Then. Take like 5 years, 5 human years or something to get there. Like you would have to be cryogenically, so you'd have to cryogenically freeze your beer.
So you're making barley wine, basically.
So you're saying my IPA wouldn't
you
make
thought
it?
Those, yeah, you thought those IPAs from England had to be heavily hopped so they could make it to India. You're gonna really hop the shit out of it, make it to Mars.
Wasn't that Airplane 2? Isn't that where they went? Did they go to Mars?
Doesn't sound right to me.
I'll look that up.
Yes. How could you look that up right
now? That's Total Recall, bro.
No, that's a different movie.
Get to the chopper.
No. I'm here. No, what's a Total Recall line?
It's not the tumor.
There's a famous Total Recall line. Damn it. We'll get on that.
Yep.
It's a lunar shuttle.
Nick.
Lunar.
You're a lunar shuttle. Lunar. Nick.
Brewery swag. Do you have a favorite piece of brewery swag?
Hoodies?
Well,
not wearing my. I'm regretting not wearing mine right now, but Matt's got his the new Tioga Skoy. Oh, it's not the leather one.
No,
the Tioga Skoy one with the leather patch on it.
Is there any of those left?
Just a couple.
Oh, how much are those leather
extra
patch
small
ones?
45.
I really don't do hats too much because they don't fit. I need to have a fitted hat. Most of the hats that aren't fitted don't look right on me.
So you're not a fan.
Yep, I got an extra big head.
You're not a fan of the plastic zip trucker hat style.
I mean, they look cool, but they just don't fit right on my head. They don't look right. So
not enough.
It's got to be fitted, or it.
You just leave it open in the back.
Just like, yep.
No rules.
Leave it open.
Leave it open.
I'll leave a lot open.
I need more T-shirts.
Yeah.
I need more of them.
Fan of the keychain bottle opener.
Oh, you gotta have a couple.
Gotta have a couple of those. Mm-hmm. I saw Fontana Jim posted a picture of a Yeti
the
collection.
The
Fontana Jim. And he had a kick-ass, it looks like stainless mug with a carbiner attached to it as the handle. I guess it's special from Yeti. That's their
mug. Yeah, a special Yeti one.
Yeti one.
Wow.
I usually collect glassware, mostly. I know breweries do stuff like dog collars and
yeah, we might
pet
get
accessories.
One of those Tioga dog collars.
Yeah.
How much will them run you?
Dog collars, I believe, are $25.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to ask, you can't afford it. I still think free stickers are still my favorite.
Piece of favorite track? Show. Free stickers.
Here you go, kid. Here's a couple of free stickers.
Oh, gee, thanks. Look, more beer.
I'll keep this on my wall until I'm old enough to drink it.
Free stickers. Matt doesn't care. He gets all his swag for free. He doesn't have to buy swag. I see you with other brewery swag.
Sometimes I get free stuff. I like to pay for things, but
I'm surprised we're just now seeing the click pins.
I gave two of them to you guys already.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you did. Look
at here. Oh, I gave Mikey another two today.
Oh, I see. But click pins, that's usually a giveaway item.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually for credit card companies.
Do we have to do click pins now?
I think we do.
Purple click pins.
They're about.
I think we should have some licensed moleskins.
If you order 500 pens, they're only about $1.80 each.
Yes.
Huh. Wait, but then that's $580.
No, that's cheaper than that.
Oh.
It was about. Yeah, it would be cheaper. Sorry, they might be only 80 cents for that style.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm, the big click.
Now we'll have to powwow with the Golden Gods, see what they want us to do on that.
You don't get a sticker, but you get a pen.
Yeah.
You guys
speaking
want
of which,
pins?
Still have new stickers if anybody's looking.
Still
for
a few stickers. I'm behind.
Just
I know
in time for the holidays.
I'm behind on at least one for sending out stickers, but we have self. If you send a self-addressed stamped envelope, just because it's easier, not because we need you to pay for the stamp, but it's just easier.
We won't mess up where it's supposed to go to.
Yeah, exactly. Make it as easy as possible for my lame ass. But we have a P.O. box you can send things to. It's there in the show notes. I'm not going to sit here and ramble off of the address right now. It's on the show notes on the website, purplebarpod.com, or in your... Right now, in your podcast app, you scroll in there, you can look around. It's right in there. Most podcast apps, you can see the show notes.
What?
What's an app? You get a...
Will my phone do apps?
Do we have anything on deck?
Matt just said, shut up and open another beer.
Baby. Shut up and open another beer. I messed up that timing. And open another beer, not... Yeah.
Oprah another beer?
Oprah another beer.
Would you drink with Oprah?
No.
Okay.
You wouldn't. Do you think she would just have a normal conversation?
She's too cheerful.
Would you drink with Lincoln?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Everybody's, drinking with Lincoln.
Everybody's drinking with Lincoln.
Only if it was the same Lincoln from Bill and Ted.
67 hours ago.
Mmm. That sounds hazy.
Frothy. This one is from Brian Garte in Florida. Brian G. You're talking about Cigar City, Matt.
Mm-mm.
Cigar City's calendar.
This is pre-logo refresh, thank you.
Ooh.
It still is a cigar. They tweaked it.
I've never been fond of the Cigar City logo.
Why? Too casino-like?
Too Cigar City. Too, it's kind of corporate-y. Wow. I don't know.
Corporate. This is actually not that bad. I mean, coming from all the way over there on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Space Pope.
It's called what?
Space Pope.
Man, a lot of space going on.
What's all this space about?
Isn't that the... No, wait, never mind.
There's a space pope.
Stu works for Flounders.
There's religion in space. Flounders.
Not Cigar City. I get them mixed up.
This is pretty good.
Flounders
Brewing. Flounders Brewing, yep.
This is pretty good. Thanks, Brian G.
This is actually really, this is enjoyable. And it's a 16-ounce can, which I don't think we get too much from them in 16-ounce cans.
Yeah, it does look weird for a Cigar City.
Can art.
You're, like, so you're talking about go ahead there.
Oh. Well, now I want to hear what you were going
to
say.
No, we'll wait.
Okay.
But for those that weren't paying attention, why don't you remind him of what he was going to say? Remind us of what he was going to say.
What Nick was going to say? I don't know. I'm waiting.
Dang it. All right. So it's the Thanksgiving is upon us.
It's been
Andor.
It was great.
Andor has passed.
Did you have a good time?
Ate too much.
How did those variety packs or the mix packs go?
I drank them all by myself.
Oh,
because nobody was interested.
Man, I look for that Sierra one with that's the cans.
Yeah,
I still haven't found it.
Wow,
what was that? The one you got it?
Total Wine.
Oh, you got a Total Wine. Oh, I might be going Total Wine tomorrow.
Yeah.
You gotta be rich
to shop later.
Why bother? Thanksgiving was great. Well, I guess I'll get it for Christmas.
Yeah. Celebration's still good.
Ooh, celebration in cans.
As all you want is a mistress for Christmas.
Aw, sad face. Rest in peace, Malcolm.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's a way to bring down the show. The show.
So, on your Thanksgiving adventures, you know, you are the craft beer expert now, right?
Always.
So now, what are you recommending the newbies go to for their gateway beer? And we'll just like pretend you like this person. We're not going to go down the road of I don't like you, so I'm going to tell you to drink 805.
Here, 805, I'm going to snicker at you while you're drinking 805 because I'm a geek.
What do you want? What kind of knowledge do you want to impart on this person seeking craft beer?
There's a subtle play you have to do where you don't want to be too, you don't want to intimidate them.
Okay, so you don't want to just push them in the pool. You don't want to be too nerdy. You're not push them in and let them learn how to swim.
No, I'm very like, no, I'll let them figure it out themselves, but just subtly push them in direction, but not. Try not to be, especially if they know I'm. Either way, if they know I'm into beer or not, I'll just be like, oh hey, I was doing that at a party this past week and I was the only beer geek But those other people are that was willing to like, I was like, hey, try this. And they're like willing to try it. Nice. Like, nope, not for me. I was like, all right, man, that's cool. I didn't go like, well, actually, you'll know what the fuck you're talking about.
Funny thing is, you're funny an thing idiot. Is,
man, guess what? I'm a beer podcaster. I'm going to have you arrested. Drinking the wrong beer and not liking beer you're supposed to like.
The Stone Police aren't very busy right now.
There's no joy by out there. There's not a lot going on right now. They can come get you. Pull you away. Because there's Bud Light. There's Bud Lights at this party. It's fucking sickening.
But you had Bud Lights at this party?
No. God, no. I had my own beer. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your own mixed pack.
I have my own mixed ice chest. Personal ice mixer ice chest.
Personal.
And hoping that nobody saw it. What's in this one? Nothing. That happened a couple times. Oh, what's in this ice chest? Not much, man. You don't need to open that. It's okay.
Nothing to see here.
Check that one.
I mean, it depends on the environment. I mean, if I'm at work, I truly care about trying to find the right beer for people and see what they like and stuff like that. Outside of work, it depends on the environment. If they're my friends and I'm just, if somebody's walking blindfolded and they're walking towards a pool, chances are I'm not going to stop them. They can just walk into that pool and I'll laugh. So if it's a friend of mine and we're at a bar, I don't mind them just not liking something. It's try this. If you don't like it, I don't care. You know, that's just whatever. But same thing, if a bartender were to ask me if I liked a beer or something like that, I would give them my honest opinion. But if there was other people trying to get me to hate on beer, I would not give them my opinion. And I've been in all of those different scenarios. And I've had people to be like, oh, I know who you are. You got to tell me you don't like this IPA from Cigar City. And I was like, hey, man, I appreciate all good beer. And I appreciate people when they try to make good beer. And it's not my place to tell you what's right or wrong. But I'll tell the bartender because it's cool. He gets me.
He gets me. Let's see. This is all good beer. We're being good beer geeks. Mm-hmm. Respectful beer geeks.
But so you guys don't have one exact go-to.
No.
You play the situation.
I try to be as nice as unjudgy as possible.
Unjudgy. That makes me sad.
You can't, like I found out this week, you can't just throw somebody an IPA that drinks lagers and expect it to go great. I'm not going to be like, oh, yes, I totally get IPAs now. I never drink them, and now I love them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much never happened. Nobody just never drinks IPAs, and then you give them one, they're like, holy shit, this is the greatest beer I've ever had. Like, it's very much a transitional. It's like drinking coffee. You don't just never drink coffee, then your first coffee, you're like, oh, I get it now.
That's what drugs are for.
You're just like, whoa, what the hell is this? How do you guys drink this? And you gotta just keep drinking it. Eventually, you'll be fine.
You got anything hazy, bro?
You got any hazy coffee, bro?
Give me some haze.
Unfiltered coffee.
Never mind. It's not what coffee filters are there to do.
That's not what they're there to do.
Actually, coffee's already filtered, if you think about it.
No, I'm not. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You went down that road.
We'll need to compare microns if you're going to say coffee's filtered.
Coffee's already filtered. God did it.
What? I don't know who this guy is, but he needs to leave.
Yeah. It's a beer podcast. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
More stuff, Nick?
More stuff. You want more?
I want more.
You want more?
More.
This just in.
Mm-hmm.
Lumber Jose.
Breaking news.
Wants to know.
Lumber Jose.
Is there a beer that has gone away that you would like to see come back?
Yes, modern times, but they usually bring it back the next year.
Which one?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Because they're like, well, this one's gone. I'm like, oh, but I like that beer. And they're like, but we're bringing out this one. I go, oh, but I like that beer too. Just like the one I tagged you in the other day, Mikey.
So he's referencing Pete's Wicked Ale. Should this come back?
I didn't know it was officially gone. That was one of the, I mean, that's how old I am. Pete's Wicked Ale was one of the, you know, high-end micro beers. It was a
micro beer?
Micro beers.
Dang.
One of those micro, you know, craft beer wasn't invented yet. And that was, when you're drinking good beer, and you had a Pete's Wicked Ale. Like, whoa, you got a little, you worked some overtime this week, huh? Got a Pete's Wicked Ale 12 pack.
Oh,
the Henry
Wine. Pricey, huh?
Henry Weinhardt's.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
Cheap ass craft beer. I don't know what it was. Who was Henry Weinhardt? Who is this Henry Weinhardt's?
That was Henry.
Who was making that? Who was making Henry Weinhardt's?
Didn't they do cream sodas too?
They might, yeah. But I remember they just had kind of cheap 12 packs, but it was craft beer. Sort of. So you're that was you're really stepping it up if you bought a 12 pack of Henry Weinhardt's.
Oh, I know. I just tagged you in City of the Sun.
Oh, okay.
So that's a beer that went away and they're bringing it back.
That's in my looking out for. So, or is it? We'll find out later.
Nice teaser. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to continue my rant about Stone discontinuing beers and say the smoked vanilla porter.
I think that's the next 3 weeks of podcasting is just me looking out for stouts for you to replace what Stone discontinued.
Yes.
But I don't know if they're going to be good replacements. They might just be what's available.
Yes, that's usually how it goes. What's available. Right now.
How about this? No?
So I was thinking about not so much what beers have gone away, just what don't I drink anymore. And the Spaten Premium is like a beer I used to love.
What?
Spaten Premium.
Spaten Premium.
It's like old school German lager. Just straight ahead beer. No. Oh, listen to that wine.
Oh, the fridge belt. There's some sort of belt issue with the fridge, I think.
Nice. There's
a bunch of IPAs in here.
Yeah. IPAs.
I like them IPAs.
IPAs.
Fridge Mike.
Clang, clangity clang went the fridge Mike. Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
Well, we're going to have to drink a whole bunch of IPA tonight, boys.
All right. I'm up to the challenge.
I didn't sign up for this.
What were you saying, Nick, for the fridge mic interrupting? That's a lot to bring out right now, bro. Holy crap. Holy crap.
Hold on. Let me check the temperature real quick. It's 55 degrees out right now, bro.
Oh.
It is the time of year.
Optimal temperature.
You could leave your beer out and not give a shit.
Please serve it. 55 degrees.
Yeah. Your beer will stay as cold as your food gets.
Yeah, well, the beer will get colder than it will in the fridge outside. You know you have problems.
Ooh, I can smell that from
New
here.
Beer. Oh, I feel collabing.
Oh, I better save some for you guys.
That's a long pour there, dude.
38 miles.
Long top pour.
A collab.
Ooh, this out of here.
A collab from Sante Andares.
Sons of bitches.
And Alvarado Street.
Sante Andares. Oh, man.
Donated to us by Michael Cruz of Tabasco Brewing Company.
Big time, man. Sante Andares, one of the big beer geek places. And then just freaking Alvarado Street, another one. Just, they're in close proximity to each other. Wow. Damn. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited to try this. Good job, Mike Cruz.
Do you think when breweries collab, they put bunk beds in the brewery and let the brewers sleep together?
Sleep. I saw Tioga collabing with
Renhouse
this week.
Mm-hmm. What? Again?
In Phoenix.
Again? Well, they went
there. Tioga went there.
Yes, but is this old footage or is this new?
No, what, before it was Renhouse came to Tioga.
Yep.
Now Tioga did the flight to Phoenix.
So the answer is this is new footage.
And California's favorite fruit made it into the beer.
Oh, Lord. Raisins?
Raisins! Yep. Raisins!
200 pounds of raisin puree.
Good luck with that.
It'll keep you regular, Chief.
Yep.
This beer will keep you regular.
The regular. There he is. That's the name. That's the name of the
on the rig.
On the rig.
Oh, this is damn good.
It's a little too juicy.
It's a
wow. It is cloud. It's very light cloudy too.
It's gotta like it.
It's like puffy clouds.
The hops almost have like a mintiness going to them, like a piney minty. And it's juicy.
And it's juicy.
Brewed and packaged by Alvarado Street Brewery in Salinas, California.
San Dimas?
This
did
is
you
delete.
Say San Dimas?
San Dimas!
ASB Heart Sarah. I don't know what that means.
That's Sarah is there.
Alvarado Street Brewing loves Sarah.
It's a nickname for.
Oh, yeah. Nickname for what?
The other brewery.
Sante.
Oh, so they love each other? That's gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Sante Darius Rustic Ales.
I have indifferent feelings to that outcome. I do not mean to upset anybody that chooses to like people.
That's a good beer.
I hate people.
People.
Yeah, we all do.
Introverts.
It's a good beer. I mean, I think the two we had last week were better, but those are more my style, which we had the Wave Jammer and the Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions! I don't really like this.
But there might be...
So far, it's my favorite.
There might be another Alvarado Street coming up if we get to it. Who knows? I mean, if there is one to get to...
You just don't... You never know. You gotta stick around, man. This is not a show you want to bail on. You got to stick around and see what they drink.
I don't like the show, but I like to hear what they drink.
Mm. Nick, were there more things?
Maybe.
Did it cut you off?
No, not usually.
It feels like the fridge might cut you off.
And next topic.
Then we went on one of them there.
Blip, 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 blip.
My I have a couple untapped items.
Okay.
Untap has a new feature now.
What?
Ooh. You didn't even need to update it for this one, I guess. It's just in there. It's a very beer geeky feature.
Yes.
Which, you know, it's appealing. So I'm gonna see if I can do this on the fly. So go to your notifications.
Okay.
And then, you know, notifications have
Is that the square thing with the arrow?
Yes, the inbox, a little inbox in the bottom right. And then it has activity, venues, and news.
Yes.
You go to venues.
Okay.
Now you're in venues, right?
See.
Now some venue pops up, like on mine right now, Kunisama.
Ooh, I got Pendragon.
Oh, okay. Let's say see menu.
Okay.
Click on see menu.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you got the tap list for House of Pendragon comes up.
Okay.
So now the search bar on the very right, the little things.
Looks like a 60s furniture decoration.
Yeah. Click on that. And now you've got filtered by brewery, filtered by style, filtered by country, sort by.
What do we do
now
there?
Now you click sort by.
Okay.
Now look at all the things you can sort by.
Ah, there's too many things.
The bottom is the key one, though.
Have not tried before.
Haven't had this. Apply. So now you hit apply. Uh-huh. You had that not tried before. Now you apply. Now the list is populated by ones you haven't tried.
Mine's empty.
I've had them all.
All
Haze Sir Hancelot.
Yeah, that's what comes up. I have not had all Haze Sir Lancelot.
Sir Hancelot.
Handsome a lot.
I think I have.
Hey, Mr. Handsome a lot.
All the ladies.
There's a pickup line for you, ladies and gents that were picking up on dudes. Hi, Mr. Sir Handsome a lot. Yeah, I want to have this All Haze Sir Lancelot.
Dark magic with coconut.
Dark magic, huh?
You can probably have it as soon as next week.
The Schwartz.
Dublin Joe.
Excalibur. Blue Excalibur. It's a blonde.
London Joe.
That Kolsch. If that's a hoppy Kolsch, I need to try it.
Can I see your IBUs on the Kolsch?
Actually, what's
okay,
cool?
Okay, wait.
It says not available. Because you can see IBUs on tap. It says not available for the Kolsch. None of these are. No, the Munich Hells is a 17 IBU.
Munich. Pendragon just broke character.
Uh-oh.
Did you see the.
What did they do?
They're breaking. Did you see their Pale Ale name?
Pale Ale 2, Electric Boogaloo. Yeah, I don't know that there's so much royal.
I'm breaking.
Sure, there's Electric Boogaloo.
It's Jimmy Fallon right now.
Medieval times.
Yeah.
I think they're at the point where they're just like, we don't care.
We don't care.
Screw it. They've run out of names. But this, I've never noticed before either on this. It actually has the price of their beer.
Mm-hmm.
5 ounces, $2.25. 16 ounce, $6. $9 for a refill, 32 ounce refill. And 1654 or 64 ounce refill. When's the Tioga gonna go on this untapped board? Never.
Well, there's about six different digital menu services. They all cost about
many
the same.
Damn different menus.
They all offer about the same features. The two differences is Untappd is integrated with a large audience, I would say.
Well, but we're promoting them all the time, so of course they're pretty large.
There's another company called Digital Pour, which the Hop Grenade uses. And
I've seen that one.
And Dust Bowl, they also use it. Yeah,
Dust Bowl uses Untappd too.
Yeah, they probably have both.
They got them both.
But the reasoning people use Digital Pour because that's the one that shows the keg level.
Oh yeah,
they can see how full that's the keg the
one
is.
We got fuel gauge.
That place out in Clovis does that.
Colton's
uses them. Yeah,
I like the fuel gauge.
So I mean, we want to do digital menus. We just don't know which one we're going with, and it. There's a little bit of a debate. Chalkboard or TV? What's better?
Does it matter as long as it has the prices?
Chalkboard's better. But both. Why not both? That's what I'm saying.
Because that's just another thing.
Another thing you got to do.
We could put a monitor inside a chalkboard.
Yeah. And feature, like have the monitor be a feature of the chalkboard around it. Chalkboard like accentuates the monitor.
Well, they all say custom, like custom tailored menus. And I was like, well, if you could make it look like a chalkboard, I'd be
happy.
They do.
They kind of do. Not a pretty one, though.
You could hook it up to an iPad Pro and you could have somebody with a pencil drawing, and then you could see that on the monitor. You could see them writing the beer name.
Ooh. It may just have a big screen, big, projector.
Overhead projector
menu.
We're taking it back.
No.
Yes.
Yep.
Those bulbs
that
burn
is,
out.
That Zach's, is the ultimate hipster
Zach's
menu.
Zach's brewing. You're doing
an
it.
An overhead projector.
Zach's brewing. You can't open until you get this done. This is what Zach's brewing is doing.
How come I've never seen this in a brewery?
People don't try hard enough.
Damn it. That's so cool. And then you can make copies of your menus on the... what was the repeater that had the purple ink that smelled really funny?
Oh.
What was that called?
Ooh.
It was like a big barrel, and they put one sheet in, and then just turned it,
yeah.
And cranked them out.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're blowing my mind right now. I can't think of that, though.
Boston pencil sharpeners at every bar stool.
Yeah, come on.
I don't even know where this is going anymore.
More hipster things.
The next craft beer bar is going to be your elementary school classroom, is basically what I'm setting up.
That sounds terrible.
Everybody's going to love it.
I like it. I'm supporting this.
Telling you, the overhead projector menu board is the next big thing.
So there's a new untapped feature, guys. It's fun.
Remember, oh, is that what
the Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, Mikey Top Bar. Look for all those dudes.
Those are us.
We're gonna.
You could do the Atlas maps, the pull down Atlas maps.
Oh yeah.
You could put your menu on that, and you could pull a different one down every day.
Yeah, come on. We need stylized menus. Otherwise, I'm not going.
That's right. Oh, this guy's got a chalkboard.
I do. I am a chalkboard snob, though. If you go to a place and it's not a proper chalkboard, I'm like, you guys really aren't a beer. You guys really aren't into beer. No, if you don't have a proper chalkboard, you're not a proper beer craft beer place. Man, that's all there is to it. Gotta have it. Even BJ's has a chalkboard now.
Wow.
Or has a board.
See?
Like, has an analog board. They have the plates and stuff.
Pre-printed.
Kind of like a little bit like an old school baseball scoreboard.
Oh, so they just hang the new numbers up.
And it's big, though. You just look around. There's no mistake. You can, like in Eureka Burger, if you're sitting on the other side of the room, you can't see what the hell's going on.
Oh, no.
On the chalkboard at all. But
we lucked out. We got a seat on the high booths behind the bar.
Oh yeah,
that's the best. Perfect viewing angle of the high rotating taps.
Except for the one high booth that's in the eating area. That's the one you're on display.
The awkward L-shape.
You're on the display.
Yeah.
Display booth where this is our featured eaters for the night.
Featured eaters.
You look up there, and you're like, "Oh, look at those cool people! They're up there eating."
Ooh, they got extra ketchup.
Yeah, that's a cool booth.
That is.
Sorry, I'm local referencing here, but
are you saying every Eureka Burger doesn't have
local referencing?
Guys are talking too much local. I'm about to fast forward and go to the Brewing Network.
Thanks.
I'm going to start listening to you guys in 2.8 speed.
2.8? That's a weird one.
You can listen in 3 in some apps. I've done it.
How do you survive
that? Oh, you got to get used to it. You can't, just like IPAs, you got to just start listening to your podcast at 3 speed right off the bat. You got to ease into it. Go to like a 1.... Actually, I think the perfect listening for our show is 1.3. Which is in general for a show you like 1.2, 1.3. It's just right. We sound pretty good. We sound kind of on it at 1.3. You listen at 1.0.
A little bit of energy.
Yeah. 1.0, you're like, man, these guys are kind of slow and trying to figure stuff out. 1.3, you're like, oh, yeah, they're on.
I wish you wouldn't say such mean things.
Oh,
about
okay,
me.
Matt, so I'm sorry.
He's modulating
for talking over you at times. I apologize.
You're never sorry about that.
It's fun. It's fun. Oh, another untapped thing I want to discuss.
Untapped. Oh my god.
More untapped news.
Oh, what, are we sponsored by them now?
Sponsored by Untapped. They don't have any money. Of course, they did buy out. They did get bought out. So maybe they do have some money.
Because it was two dudes.
Two dudes, man. Now, I followed a bunch of them on my Untappd. There was about a dozen people doing Untappd-related things. Whoa, shit.
I'm sorry, you were talking?
Not anymore.
And beer.
Tasty Niche was mentioning something on Twitter about Untappd, and she was tagging it. We were getting tagged in, and how basically she was just like saying, you know, I wish I could untap like people do, but I just don't. I don't have it. Basically, I don't have the dexterity to be doing that all the time, to be checking in all the time. And I don't know if she was just saying, like, you people are checking in on the tap, man. Don't you have anything better to do? And she was just saying it real in a real nice way. But,
thank you.
Yeah. But, it sort of brought up the old stuff of, like, how, you know, when do you use Untappd? What kind of company are you using Untappd in? And how you can get pretty good at, or at least I can get pretty good at using Untappd as subtle as possible. Like if I'm out with the wife, with, you know, producer back here or something, or a group of people that don't care about beer social media, you gotta like be very quick about things. Like I'll take a very quick picture.
Just checking my email.
Yeah, I'll just be like, no, that's, you know, I try not to use my phone in general because basically if I have my phone, she's going to be like, what are you, like, oh my God, really?
Porn, baby.
Porn. I'm just watching porn. Waiting until my food comes. Mm-hmm. Watch a little porn. So just like very quick about it in those situations, like, boom, quick pick. And then maybe later, maybe if there's enough time, like, do a really quick check-in on Untappd, like, boom, yeah. boom. Just like under the table. I do a lot of under the table stuff while I'm talking. I'm like, uh-huh. And then checking.
Under the table stuff.
Or I'll just do it later when you get home and finish off all your untapping. But then if it's a group of people that are beer geeks too, then I don't care. I'll be on Untappd all I want. And I know some people are like, you should be having good conversations and stuff. I'm like, nah.
I see these assholes every week.
I see these people all the time. I don't need to have good conversations.
I think it's a threshold thing. I think check-ins 0 to 1,000, you don't care where you are. You're going to check in just to check in.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, anyway, after 1,000, it's kind of like, I'll get to it when I get to it. It's not as critical anymore. You're not willing to sacrifice what you're doing to check in.
When you're out in company with non-beer geeks, are you doing anything on Untappd, or are you just not even?
Not anymore. When I was first starting Untappd, like, I wouldn't care. I would mid conversation, I would check in my beer as soon as it arrived, and I took at least a sip to give it a proper rating.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. Like I'm already trying to start the rating and check-in before I even had it, because I'm trying to do it so quickly. And it's like, I gotta get this.
Yeah,
check-in.
I'm gonna like this.
Yeah, 4.5. Yeah, I can tell I'm gonna like it.
Yeah,
this is definitely a 4.25.
The waitress set it down and centered on the coaster. Four stars.
Yeah, definitely at least 4 stars. What do you think of this Minesweeper we're having here? Alvarado Street Minesweeper.
We're getting worse.
Uh-oh. I was hoping it was going to be more filtered. It says not. West Coast.
West Coast IPA. Doesn't say anything about it being unfiltered. This was donated to us by Augers_Loggers.
Very cool label.
Augie. Thanks. Thank you, sir.
It's a bit funky. It's got kind of...
does have a funk-a-dunk to it.
A funk-a-dunk. Hashtag funk.
Augie was clearing out his fridge. His fiance was asked for more room in the fridge.
Ooh.
He said, although I did my best, I can only drink so much beer in one sitting, so I thought I'd send you a few cans over your way.
My oldest, I mean.
Maybe a looking out
freshest
or two
cans
for you. The field work was, preview. The fieldwork was purchased on 11/4/17.
Ooh, let's drink that next.
So it should be fresh. I apologize for all the hazies.
Oh, do you?
But that seems to be all I can find these days.
See? This is an epidemic.
Nick, I hope the goes is enough to tide you over. I'm still waiting on fieldwork in Alvarado Street to release something darker in cans as the heart of the stout season, quote-unquote stout season, approaches. Keep up the good work.
It's right here.
That's not the Goza.
Yeah, no, that's right, not the one he's
talking
here.
About. Nope, it's right here. I promise you.
This, I can even tell by the label that's not a Goza.
Make sure. Yeah. Make sure you're following
August. There's no feeling of pun. Letters. There's no feeling of puns on that can label.
Seasonal veggie goes. It's right there.
Goes.
It's right there. It's all in the name.
Veggie goes.
Yep.
Though, before we go, leave the Untappd subject. There's one thing I want to say that as a defense of Untappd. It is a, for me, it is a good beer drinking buddy. When you just go to a bar, not with anyone, mm-hmm. and you're just hanging out at the bar, having your beer, you know, on your phone, mm-hmm. it's a good drinking buddy because you can do your check-in properly and you can see what your friends are drinking at yeah. the time and stuff. And so I think of an Untappd as a nice beer drinking buddy that gets you, that gets your craft beer.
Trying to say you don't have friends or what?
Well,
Untappd is all I need.
Untappd is all I need.
It's been 14 seconds. Nobody's toasted my beer yet.
When's somebody going to toast my beer? So there you go.
Shut up and toast my Untappd beer.
How you guys doing? You guys doing good?
Yeah, we're drunk.
You can even... We're already drunk.
I'm already drunk.
We're only... Oh, not even an hour in yet.
Woohoo! What? Okay, show's over. Cool.
Oh, what? Hey, You can email us stuff. We have a voicemail line, but you can also email us stuff. But you know what?
Are you alluding that we have an email?
We do have an email.
I want to hear it.
But
she called.
Shh. Oh my God, dude. How do I do that every time?
God damn it. Holy Can't you fuck. Label them?
I do label them. I still do it.
Tell me you're hazing.
559-492-0542 is a voicemail line, or you can just email us an audio clip, and you could also email us things to talk about, like Colin did. Colin and Janine didn't call in this week, but they did email, said that they went to the Great Divide Yeti party.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait.
There's a picture of Janine.
Please
with
let
a Yeti.
That sink in for a second. Yes. Great Divide Yeti party.
Yeah.
Tell me there's jacuzzis at this party.
Jacuzzi. I don't see any jacuzzis, but Damn there is it. A picture of Janine and a Yeti. And there, I'll pass it around.
Please, everybody can see this.
Yes.
Yes, I realize we're in an audio format here, but there's a picture of Janine.
That is.
We'll put this up. I'll try and put
can
this
Can they go
up.
In the show notes?
And hey, I'll ask Colin if it's okay to put in the show notes.
Can we put your wife in the show notes?
Yeah, I'm going to put
We already toast her on the show notes.
So thanks. Our Colorado reps were at the Yeti party.
Man.
Having some tabs.
Having a time.
All right.
The Yeti part.
Jealous. So jealous.
Gentlemen of the perfect pour. How do you do?
Hey.
This is Binge Clark, and I'm listening in Omaha, Nebraska. So pencil me in as your Nebraska rep.
Yes.
I do say pencil because since leaving my last voicemails, I've since found out I'm actually going to probably be relocating. So for now, though, I'm good to go. Also, now that we're all enjoying our Thanksgiving leftovers,
mm-hmm.
I'd still like to mention something
because it's Friday
about pie and beer. I think one of the key pieces of successfully pairing, beer with your pie is a bridge food. You know, like here, I know growing up here in Nebraska that there are lots of places where people, instead of like apple pie and some vanilla ice cream, which is fantastic, what people would often pair with apple pie is a big old slab of sharp cheddar cheese. So I think bridge foods like cheese or some like toasted nuts or something like that would maybe be helpful in successfully pairing those beers and pies together now that we're all in leftover mode from Thanksgiving. Anyway, I think that's it from me for this week, but keep up the good work, guys. We'll talk soon.
Cheers.
Don't make threats you can't keep.
Thanks, Binge.
Wow, great idea.
So, I like that we got a new Nebraska. That's my favorite part of the call is that we have a Nebraska rep.
Bridge food. I've never
heard of this. Doing a bridge thing.
So like what he's saying is you smoke a porterhouse and then use that. So you have apple pie, porterhouse, and stout.
Gotta have some cheese. Now, as soon as he said that, I'm like, fuck, I didn't get enough cheese for Thanksgiving.
Whole Foods is, oh, they're closed by now. And there's the phone. Dang, that's a brilliant idea.
Wow, bridging.
Bridge food.
I need to get in way into more pairings. This is an avenue I haven't gone down enough, is food and beer pairings. Because really, that's all there is in life, right? Beer and food.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Might as well make it like the ultimate, optimal experience. So now we got to doing some bridging for pies for Christmas, for Christmas parties, all the upcoming Christmas parties.
So like I'm thinking eggs and lagers.
Eggs!
Eggs will be the bridge food for any lager.
There's no way eggs is a bridge food.
I'm telling you, it's going to work.
For anything.
Breakfast foods will bridge any gap.
Yeah, but eggs?
Eggs. So let's see. What do you got? You got
deviled eggs. Around a lot this time of year.
Yeah.
Deviled eggs.
I'm not a fan.
So
what? What? Not a fan.
As a finger food, that's the one you don't like?
Yep. I only like scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
That's it. Uh-oh, Matt's going to walk the show. I mean, I like deviled eggs, dude. I was joking, bro.
You were on the list to be brunch bro, but...
Damn it! Now I'm off the brunch.
You're off the brunch
I'm off the hipster brunch list now.
I can't believe...
Are you going to let me into the Sunday brunch at Tioga now?
It's a deviled egg burrito. I don't know if you like it.
Man. Wow, that sounds amazing. Deviled egg burrito. Nick looked off to the side, like trying to really focus on, like, what would that entail?
Deviled egg burrito. Mm-hmm. Egg salad burrito. I can't picture any bridge foods.
I'm having bridge food difficulty.
Okay, so you have, let's say you have some grilled asparagus. What would the bridge food be for beer?
Grilled asparagus.
Like red potatoes?
More cheese? I think
is just cheese the bridge cheese. Food?
This seasonal veggies goes. Seasonal that's right here. Veggies.
Goes. It's
yeah.
Goes.
It's a goes, I promise you.
Did you have this auger? Oh, yeah, you did. The Minesweeper?
I'm getting sadder by the moment.
Aw. There's nothing bad about it, though, other than the haze.
Oh, well, we're going to open another one.
That's all you need.
Oh, man.
Open that stout. Where's the...
Yeah, it's
stout.
Siege's little veggies stout right here.
There's got to be a bottom pour.
The Leica, yeah, there's plenty of this. Leica Boss.
Yes. You launch my way.
We need to have a little pulley system.
Slot cars.
Malts. Two-row. Caramel.
Yeah, two-row.
Carafoam.
Caramel.
Flaked barley.
Not a good idea.
And something else.
Let me get some crackers.
Ooh, Citra hop.
Cleanse the palate. I don't have any cheese, but I've got crackers.
Cheese is the bridge food.
You might be okay with this one. Look, it clears out. It clears out.
I thought I got some on my phone.
It's my new phone. Don't get beer on my phone. Okay. No.
I already got paint on it, so might as well.
It's waterproof or water resistant.
Mm. Resist. What about haze resistant?
Yes, that too.
My Untappd is haze resistant. Wow, this is pretty clear.
All right, finally going the right direction.
Super clear, actually.
Oh, so they spent time working on this
now
beer.
Now, after looking at all the cloudy beers, like any normal looking beer looks super like it's water or something. Wow.
I could see the moose head neon through my beer.
That's clean. Crisp.
crisp.
Clean and refreshing. Oh, yeah, voicemails, guys. 559-492-0542. That's the line. For stuff like
this. What is the perfect porch?
Whoa.
Okay.
I know, dude. It went. It's not us. Not our fault. Nothing. The it's just dead. That's weird. The only thing that the Google Voice tried to text or tried to translate, what are the porch?
Oh, that sounds about right.
So, Chew, we don't know what the porch are. Chew, you heard it, Chew. It wasn't us, man. Blame Google Voice. That's what it did. And looks like Chew didn't call back, so that just screwed him. Damn it. Damn it, Chew. I'm sorry, man. We love you. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
And hey, guys!
Whoa!
Can you hear me?
I can. Scotty B.
Yeah, I was listening to the show.
Yep.
And I had to pause the show, and yeah. You guys were right at the part. I don't know what happens after this part, but uh-oh. You're right at the part where you're talking about if hazy beers, not hazy beers, but if hazy IPAs, North England IPAs, were here to stay, then Stone and all these other big craft breweries would have them on the shelf.
Sierra Nevada. Stores.
I beg to differ. I'm like, my hands and knees begging to differ with that assessment.
Oh.
And you know why?
Why?
The reason why New England IPAs, Northeast IPAs, are not on the grocery store shelves isn't because they're not here to stay.
Yes.
It's because the very nature of a New England IPA is you have to drink it pronto. You gotta drink it ASAP.
Yeah.
That stuff is not meant to sit on a shelf or in a distributor's warehouse for
That's what you think.
That stuff will settle out.
I'm sure there's somebody ready to prove you wrong.
More importantly, it won't be the same beer. I mean, I know a lot of grocery stores sell IPAs that have been sitting there for who knows how long, and they're not the same beer that they were 3 months ago when they showed up at that grocery store. But you can't do that with New England IPAs. You can't. So whether or not New England IPAs are here to stay, ain't nobody can predict the future. People can try, and they might be right, but it's a crapshoot. You don't know. But that's not the reason why New England IPAs are not in grocery stores. The reason, and big craft breweries know this, Stone and other big craft breweries know this, is because they don't have any shelf life. They have no shelf life.
None.
Not only do the hops drop out, which they do on any IPA, the haziness drops out too. It won't look the same. It'll start to clarify.
Oh, yes. Nick. So Nick.
Let them hang around.
They're not in grocery store shelves. It has nothing to do
put them
with
all in the grocery
big craft
stores.
Breweries knowing that they're just a bad... Sorry, that's not why. And, you know, I'd like to have a beer with you guys. You know, I think I should invite Nick Hurt to join us, Spokeasy, and we can have a beer and talk about this.
That sounds
Wouldn't that be fun?
I
think that'd be fun. So anyway, I had to stop the show and chime in on the show. Guess I'll find out in a minute. All right, keep up the great work, guys.
Look at that, Scotty B. Timed his 3 minutes perfectly.
Wow.
Got all the things he wanted to say in. Hit the mark. Good job, Scotty B.
That was only 3 minutes.
Well, he brings up a good point. The reason is that we're not seeing them in the grocery store is not because they're not popular enough. It's because they can't last on the shelf, a grocery store shelf.
Well, what does that tell you about hazy beers then?
Ooh.
But here's the thing. Some grocery stores, people are like, yeah, I want what's new, what's different. I don't know if every grocery store would be worried about shelf stability. So there could be that brewery that's like, oh, yeah, this is good for like 6 months, bro. Just buy it, bro.
Yeah, just buy it. Well, yeah, he's saying any reputable beer maker is not going to put their hazy beers in the grocery stores.
Well, I mean, maybe not as a permanent thing, but like Sierra Nevada did the mix pack. That's something that doesn't, you know.
And that goes pretty quick. They probably it was a bit of a risk, but
case in point, big brewery, they did something, was on a shelf, something that could sit around.
True. And so Scotty B's convinced hazy beers, boggy beers, they're here. They're not going anywhere. So, Nick, there's pro tip though, Nick. Just if you got a hazy beer, just let it sit around for a while and it becomes a beer Nick's into.
Shake it up.
Can I filter my own beer? Can I run it through?
Sure. You're going to have to get very tight on the microns. You're like,
this probably is a good beer. Let me run it through my filter system. I like that. We're still in the voicemails, guys.
Hey, Scotty B. How you been, man? It's Lumber Jose. Yeah, I figure I'd leave you a voicemail. I mean, you're always leaving voicemails for the show. And
Let's listen to their voicemail.
But, yeah, I was thinking about you the other day because I was watching a live band play, and the bassist, he was, like, really good with the bass. You know, I know you played the bass, and if you didn't play the bass, you at least know how to imitate it really well. So, why don't you call back and tell us another story about your bass playing days, and you used to bitty-bitty-bop on the bass, you know?
Bitty-bitty-bop!
And it's a good time. Well, I think that's it for you today, Scotty.
Slap of the bass, man.
Keep up the great work, Scotty. You're doing big things.
Slap of the best.
I like it when listeners leave themselves voicemails for other listeners and don't reference us at all.
Did we just become a voicemail service?
Slap of the bass. There was a good bit that... never mind. Enough tangents. Enough tangents, guys.
Never enough.
Keep it on point here.
It's Paul Rudd and...
Yep, Paul Rudd bit.
Yo, hey, Matt from Tacoma. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, he's back.
Gotta say that my jalapeno pineapple meatball pizza pills won Best in Show at the last Homebrew Association sanctioned Homebrew Festival.
That's sanctioned.
The second batch I brewed. One thing I did differently was I used whole pineapples instead of canned. So it wasn't pulpy. No one wants a pulpy beer.
No. That is absolutely correct.
Pulpy beer? Stuff.
Very crazy. They were very upset when they brought the beer over to the table. Why would you bring this beer to this table? This is the Best in Show table. They don't want some
this
stupid
is the
pizza
best
beer.
In show table.
But you know what? Did it right. Pretty excited about it. It's been the biggest hit I've made all year for sure. Once the first keg blew at the Conor McGregor boxing match spectacle fight, but there's another one. With that being said, it enters me into a competition for just Best of Show brewers, and I'll be brewing that again for it, obviously. Nice. With that being said, I hope to get you guys some bottles February, because they're all gone, dude. Besides that, the Haze Craze is still on full soul, of course.
Haze Craze.
And Washington. Boo. You know what? I just spent today brewing. I took the week off, you know, turkey week.
Nice.
And I spent the day brewing at a brewery, and it was probably better than any day of work I ever had. I really hope that I can go the way of Zach's brewing and open up my own place someday. I think that would be fun.
Find a Scotty B and you'll
be
good.
I've got a milkshake IPA.
I need to try one of these.
With lactose, and then I put plum puree in it.
Whoa.
I'm excited about that. I think that'll be fun.
Wow.
That sounds
anyways,
fun.
You guys,
Jeez.
Keep up the good work. I'm still listening. I'm still out here. I'm still good, brewing. Good. I'll get you some bottles, I promise. All right?
I need those.
Some fun bottles. And you know the drill. keep up the good work.
Nice. He did it.
And we need, I need that bottle of all the ingredients. That Perfect Pour inspired beer that wins fucking medals.
What is this doing?
Hey guys, table? I'm driving. Hey guys, it's Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Well, nothing much has really been going on. Just planning for a trip to South Carolina for Thanksgiving. Where I will be hitting Quest Brewing in Greenville, South Carolina.
Never heard of that.
On Saturday after Thanksgiving. Can't wait. My Bing caught. I've been enjoying some Due South beer. I hit up Due South a couple days ago. Got some more Due South Citrified. Their Citra hopped India Pale Ale. Very good beer. And then their newest seasonal beer, there was their brown ale, which they call Ginger Snap. It's a very, very good beer, especially with pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie, because I had a slice of pie the other night and I was drinking the Ginger Snap, and it was just pure
piece of
pure holidays, boys. Oh, unbelievable. So that's all I got. Want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving, and try not to eat too much, try not to drink too much, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Cheers, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Keep up the good work, guys. Thanksgiving was wonderful. Thanks for asking. Past tense. Thanks for it, Steve. United Crap Beer Forum on the Facebooks.
Well, hello, the Perfect Pour Podcast. There might be something going on with Google Voice tonight. That was a little bit different than I'm used to hearing. Anyways, I wanted to hit you guys with a couple things. Number one, the Eggerstein Celebration Beer.
The Fontana.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but if you pick that up in six packs, they're kind of these cute little bottles, and, you know, just normal six pack, I thought. So I bought it, brought it home, flipped that over, and that little fucking thing says feeling a little ripped off. Maybe that's kind of part of that, Japanese takeover. Anyways, something I wanted to add this week. I decided to give myself a segment. I'm going to start recommending Instagram people for, Perfect Pour Podcast.
I'm already doing that.
To follow. So this week I'm going to recommend My Blonde _ and Beer. Yeah, I'm going to start doing that. Happy Thanksgiving. And keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, the Fontana Jim. Keep up the good work, guys. If you're wondering, like, hey, I don't think my voicemail's going to make it. We did maybe record a day earlier. Okay. That's, we need to have a email list of people that we can email and say, hey, we're recording earlier. Get your voicemails in. Like Paul usually misses when we do earlier.
He doesn't have social media.
I know, he's not on social media.
What?
Final voicemail of the week.
Hey, Perfect Pour, hey, it's Evil Circle called in. So yes. It's Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, maybe one of those days in between Friday.
Friday, bro.
Tuesday.
Friday, hey, so, Friday, we're getting on down on Black Friday.
Facebook group. So, embarrassed by your beer glass. So, a little trend I want to start is maybe any situational beer you get from AB InBev, maybe you got to drink it out of a penis-shaped glass. For those guys who have no idea what we're talking about, maybe you guys should donate to Patreon for your $5 a month, and maybe you'll understand what the Facebook group is all about. So, what would you guys take us on that?
Blast.
And another question. Is the only good day of the year for pumpkin beer? Thanksgiving Day.
Yep.
So, that's another little question to talk about. besides that, keep up the good work, guys, and talk to you later.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, that nice little Patreon plug there.
Wow.
Yeah. Get in the Facebook group.
Doing the good work.
Evil Circle.
Evil Circle. I'm over pumpkin beers by Halloween.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like done with them. Like, you would think they should carry into Thanksgiving.
I'm over pumpkin beers in July.
You're over pumpkin beers in all the months.
Bridge food.
Bridge food. Yeah, how do you bridge it? Cheese? Do you use cheese pumpkin to bridge cheese? It to your pumpkin? Beer with pumpkin?
I'm thinking tater tots.
That's weird, though, that how pumpkin beers don't last through. For me, I don't really too much through Thanksgiving. They pretty much after Halloween, I'm like,
yeah,
pumpkin season, it's over.
You just start putting up the Christmas decorations.
They should last through Thanksgiving. Yeah. They just don't, though.
Interesting. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do like pumpkin beers, but man, October, November, beginning of November is like, let's move on to what's next.
What's next? Winter beers.
Winter beers.
Classic beer geek. What's next? What's new?
What does on tap to say? I haven't heard
yet. Yep.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Oh, thanks, guys. 559-492-0542. You can do that, too. All these cool people that did that, provided content, asked us things, you can do it, too. And we appreciate it for all the things. And we really need a board op. Really, really badly. Looking out for beers. Yeah. Nick, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for
some beer releases out there, just cheer beers in general. We should all look out for, according to Nick.
So, this is probably not going to happen because you have to be part of the super duper exclusive big paycheck there baller.
There may be somebody in the audience that
is. Big beer club status of modern times. Modem Tones.
Modem Tones. Oh, man, that's a good name.
It is a barrel-aged imperial stout.
But damn it, that name.
Yes, the name is Modern Times Modem Tones.
Whew.
That's a mouthful. Looking out for. And for those of you that like.
They're actually releasing in cans? Or
no,
is it just
a 22 bomb. It looks 22. Like a 22.
Okay. It's a 22. But only available
our
from
friends,
the brewery?
Our friends from the garage.
Only
Raj Boys drinking.
Only if you're a Modern Times subscriber person.
Yeah, right? They say this club is $350 a year and you get 10 bottles.
Ooh.
For being in this reserve society.
You get 10 bottles and you have access to buy other things that cannot be.
You have all the access. Yeah. You're a season ticket holder, to put it in baseball. You get all the access to all the
looking
things
out
first.
Looking out for beers.
Any other beers to look out for?
And if anybody likes dessert beers,
I've heard of those.
This is your thing. If this is what you want, Weldworks Brewing is making a French toast stout. Kolsch.
It's time.
Yes.
Now we're going to let it be dead air. It's cool.
I am Googling. So Weldworks is... Oh, so this is a stout, milk sweet stout. # pastry stout. Weldworks is from... Have you guys ever heard of Weldworks?
I've heard of them. Hmm. Not sure where they're from.
Oh.
Greeley, Colorado.
Oh. That's not
what I thought
you were going for. I'm
disappointed, man. Like,
no. Ooh. Stout brewed with lactose, cinnamon sticks, vanilla beans. Shit. And nearly a gallon of maple syrup per barrel.
Dusty or what?
The dust must be. I turned the heater on for the first time this season. Are we dying? And
no, I think we're good.
There's smoke coming from the heater, but I think it's dust burning out.
What critters and dust are in there are no longer.
first time turning it on. Never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, we haven't done that in my house yet, the first run of the heater, so we haven't gotten that burnt dust smell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming. We're monitoring this situation here. We'll let you know if the studio burns down.
I think we're good.
All right. I think we're all right. It's heating up. As Nick searches.
I'm done.
Oh, guys, okay.
Yeah. I was done 5 minutes ago.
Sorry.
You guys weren't paying attention.
He's already
Matt, you have beers of the couple?
I'm back to Volkswagens already.
Hmm.
Hey, what happened to that stout? I never made it down here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
I need this. Passing down a stout for Nick.
Purge this haze out of my system.
So, from Fieldwork, it's a GABF silver medal winning beer.
Bam.
Looking out for this beer for the brother. It's called Conduct.
Oh! Conduct.
Bourbon barrel aged maple imperial brown ale.
Wow.
Hmm. Interesting.
Wow.
So I thought you might like that.
I just might.
So that might.
It smells like breakfast in here.
It does. So I figured that
this heater is giving off weird vibes. Right
it's normal. We're good.
This is fine.
This is fine. That might fill a little bit of your abyss that Stone has left you.
That will work. Well, wait a minute. Imperial brown ale. Where have I heard this before? Who else does an imperial brown ale?
Not many. Pretty rare.
Yes, I am. That does sound like it would do in a pinch. Hey, look, Mikey's got it right here. How about that? It's amazing.
I love it. I was hoping you just seen Fieldwork. I was like, oh, man, let it be this one. Nah, this is another one from Lagers _ Lagers. Fieldwork. Gozaic.
And then.
Gozaic.
Can you figure out what this is?
City of the Sun. We already mentioned that. And
the pun is strong with this.
We're recording on Tuesday because Wednesday, me and Mikey are going to be at Goldstein's. Woo. And there are two brewery only IPAs that are going to be on tap.
I think I saw more than two.
I heard from Randy from Delta that it could be three.
Wow. Three brewery only beers from Modern Times.
But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking out for all of those.
It's going to be a get it.
It's going to be.
Here's another
time.
Here's the.
What time
another
are you
going
to plan on go?
I could probably get out of work by six ish. Mm.
Interesting.
Text me, bro. We'll figure it out. Left Hand Brewing,
Colorado,
famous for their milk stout,
Fade to Black.
Ooh, Nick! Ooh, Nick
Metallica
just woke
reference.
Up.
Yep, it's a foreign stout.
So wait,
it's one of those stouts.
Foreign stout.
It's one of those stouts that do not have any adjuncts, but it's known for having. Mm-hmm. Coffee, toffee, chocolate flavors.
But is this like a dry stout where it's light and watery?
It didn't say anything about those. Mm-hmm. It said rich in flavor, but it's called a foreign stout. So I'm looking out for it for you.
All right.
To replace that abyss that Stone has left you.
Yes. Thanks, Stone.
And then this one's for Mikey.
Ooh.
It's like it's Christmas. He's giving gifts.
What's that brewery in Sacramento that's... It has some new stuff, and they're all about their...
The New Glory.
Yeah, New Glory. I'm going to let you guess the spelling of this word.
Oh, okay.
Do you even Simcoe, bro? What is the correct spelling of bro that they used?
Well, they used, well, I already know this, they used bra, right? Did they use B-R-A-H?
O-H.
Oh, bruh.
Bruh.
Do you even Simca, bruh? I've been looking out for that for a couple weeks, man. It's still not popping up.
So they spammed it on the social medias, so... I think Delta actually posted it. So
yeah, Delta posted it. I saw that. But they said it's like, you know, tiny. We only got like 6 cans.
So it's hops wearing mustaches. Small supply of cans and limited draft is in. 16 hours ago they posted it. So
yeah. That means it's not coming to Fresno.
I'm looking out for it for you. Hopefully it'll show up.
Good. Maybe we'll have this next week. What do you think of this goes?
This is awesome.
Oh, you liking it?
Possibly beer of the episode.
Fieldwork. A goes, a hoppy goes from Fieldwork. Oh, Matt's
Bridge
dry.
Food.
Good bridge beer?
I really enjoy this goes. This is nice.
Wow.
It's kind of salty.
Augers _ lagers.
Yes. Is there salt in goes? Then yes.
Then yes.
It's good. I like
that's
it.
That's all you're looking out for, man?
That's what I'm looking out for. Looking out for beers.
I also did spot that Fieldwork Good Conduct beer. Because you don't see Imperial Browns thrown around very much. So it kind of piques your interest. You're like, what?
I looked it up. It's Firestone Walker's Bravo. That was an Imperial Brown.
That's what you're thinking
that's
of.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Bravo.
Bravo. Did you see Fieldwork's can? They got like field notes like out of a
field
thing out on their can.
Like a field notes notebook? Nice.
Clever.
Good job.
They're smelling what we're cooking.
Yep. They know what we're talking about. They already did it before the show was even over. They already put out the can artwork and did it. Bzz, bzz, bzz. The Enjoy By series. I haven't had it, I don't think, the last time, a couple times. So there's a Christmas
the
one.
The Halloween one?
Yeah, I think I did. Maybe. The Christmas one, 12/25/17. Unfiltered Dippa, as always, 9.4.
Great.
What'd you call me?
You're an unfiltered Dippa, man. Always been. Ever since high school, man. Always. Matt, unfiltered Dippa.
That was his yearbook quote.
Yep. And the I think, Matt, maybe we were talking about City of the Sun.
Yep.
It's out there, man. I need to get it.
I need it.
The new City life. Of the Sun. That's it, man.
That's it, bro. That's it.
Well, what else do you need?
More beer.
More beer.
More beer.
More beer.
Shop at more beer.
Stop it. They didn't pay us anything.
Don't shop it.
Don't do it until they tell us, until they give us money. Then totally shop there.
Try tip.
You haven't tried tip on Thanksgiving? You had tried tip on Thanksgiving?
Possibly.
I wish we were that family.
Fresno, classic Fresno Thanksgiving of tacos and tri tip.
Tacos and tri tip.
Tamales. I do have tamales. We usually have tamales on Christmas, though.
Nice.
That's very Fresno.
Usually,
we do lasagna.
Usually, Thanksgiving is pretty standard, you know, turkey, ham, the whole nine. But usually on Christmas, it's a smaller crowd, and I try to talk the family. It's like, we don't need to do all that again. Let's just do lasagna or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it usually
works
out. Mm-hmm. Like, lasagna, Christmas, it's just us. Let's just have a good meal.
Totally screw it up and use the bacon noodles.
Bacon noodles?
No,
and lasagna?
Bacon. Bake in. You bake the noodles. You don't cook the noodles first and then bake the lasagna. You just bake it with the raw
noodles. With the raw noodles? Yeah. That doesn't sound right.
And exactly. Yes, that's my point.
Hey, wait, raw dried noodles?
Right. They're dry. They're like...
Not fresh.
They're like a plank of wood.
Yeah.
And you put those in the lasagna and you bake it and they soften up as it's cooking.
They don't soften up enough.
It does not go right. You got to get the traditional noodle where you cook it first.
Traditional.
And then you bake the lasagna.
There you go. The lasagna tip for you.
Bridge food. Lasagna.
Lasagna. Classic bridge food.
Classic bridge food. There's cheese in lasagna. What could go wrong?
Well,
I'm gonna derail this conversation real quick.
No, that's impossible.
What? No, you can't do that. Only us. Only we can do that.
So it's a versus battle.
Okay.
A Tesla Roadster versus a 1996 Toyota Privia van.
Interesting.
Wipers. Tesla 1. Toyota Privia 3. Sunroofs. Tesla 1. Toyota Privia 2.
Ah, we're going for it. This is a quantity, not quality. Yep.
You need to. Definitely
spare need tire. To. Tesla not available.
Nah, you don't need one.
Toyota Privia, full size. You get a full size spare in the 1996 nice. Toyota Privia.
Nice. That's a thing. That's a thing.
Nice.
Refrigerator, Tesla Roadster, not available.
Lame.
Toyota Privia, yes.
Yes. Just says yes. Yeah.
Beer fridge, yes.
Availability, Tesla Roadster, maybe. If you're on a waiting list,
maybe.
1996 Toyota Privia, now.
Now.
You could get one right now.
Now. Go nice. Walk down there, get one.
Where is my...
Get it.
Seating in a Tesla Roadster, 4.
Okay.
Seating in a Toyota Privia, 7.
Whoa.
See?
Really?
Price. Tesla Roadster, $200,000. Price on a 1996 Toyota Privia van, $3,000.
Sweet deal, bro.
That's a sweet deal.
That's a nice deal.
And then...
you throw in a tow rope, I'll buy it right now.
0 to 60 in a Tesla, 1.9 seconds. Mm. 0 to 60 in a Privia, yes.
Nice.
Appropriate answer.
That was a good tangent. Come on. In Carfax.
It will get up to 60. Yes.
Downhill with both kids pushing.
Well, we were talking about Untapped earlier. We're all on Untapped, and sometimes when nobody's looking, we'll check into Untapped. Everyone's looking the other
is anybody
way.
Looking? Anybody looking? Is anyone nope, looking? Nobody? Yeah, nobody? Okay.
I'm checking in. Earlier, a little bit earlier, I had a Union Jack IPA.
Oh man!
At Jack's Urban Eats.
Ooh, was this a draft?
I saw that you were. It says like you were there not even 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, what's the man, deal with how that? Did I do that? I don't know. Weird. I did it.
Did you later, Graham?
5 minutes. I slipped out here.
Were you upset there was a trailer parked in your spot?
There you. Thank you, Nick. Wow, you spotted that. I turned around the corner. Before I turned around the corner, it was busy. Like, Figueroa was busy. I was like, somebody's going to be in my fucking spot. They're going to be in my... And I turn around, it's like the fucking whole trailer set up.
Fucking trailer.
Like, it's like some piece of shit spot that you just like, oh, just park a trailer here.
Yeah, nobody parks here. The cone, officially.
It's like the best spot in the whole fucking Fig Garden Village, and they just put a trailer in it. Oh, my God. I'm going to
rebuilding
complain.
Those bathrooms for a better experience.
Complain to management.
Excuse me, but actually that should be used for car purposes, not a trailer.
I like how they put a sign up that says, please use the bathrooms inside Whole Foods. And I wonder how many people are just like this. If we weren't a part of if they could break off from that shopping center, they would.
Oh, so you're saying Whole Foods is Texas?
They're like, yeah. No. You can't use our bathroom.
You're not in here to buy anything, are you? Nope, no. Just going to use the bathroom.
No. Well, I had this Union Jack, and it brought up a thought, because it's a Union Jack's considered a West Coast IPA.
Ooh.
And it tastes like an old California IPA to me. It's not juicy or hoppy or
juicy. Anything.
It's just like straightforward,
dry and bitter
California. Now, this West Coast IPA tag is what I'm thinking I have a problem with, because normally when you see a West Coast IPA, you kind of think of San Diego IPAs. Mm-hmm. At least that's where my mind goes. And and most of, you know, Washington is also, Washington and Oregon are also on the West Coast.
Damn it.
None of them taste like IPAs, San Diego IPA. Northern California IPAs don't taste like one, except for maybe Pliny. So, I mean, it's not going to go away. Obviously, we think of West Coast IPA, you think of what you traditionally think of a San Diego IPA, but it really should be a California IPA. West Coast IPA should be California IPA, because it does, a West Coast IPA does not taste anything like Oregon would do or Washington would do. Or
Southern West Coast, so South WSW.
Southern West Coast IPA.
Southern West
Coast. That's what IPA. I want. All right, everyone start doing that.
Southwest IPA.
Yeah. Southwest, no, but Southwest, then you're including Phoenix.
Ooh.
Which, I don't know.
Southern Coast Pacific.
Yes, there it is. Boom, nailed it. Southern Coast Pacific. Also, I had a six-pack of Phantom Bride IPA.
At once?
Hitting that. Yeah, all of them. I had them all. It was great.
I'm impressed.
A Pun Juicer from Tioga's
Coin. What? What? I don't understand.
Yep, bought it.
How did you get a Pun Juicer if you didn't buy Pun Juicer?
I had them earlier, before. And Drake's IPA, standard Drake's. E-bug. That thing was sweet, man. Are they always sweet? I don't know.
Yes.
Drake's IPA. It was sweet. It was a sweet IPA.
Their pale ale is really sweet, too. The 1500.
Now, mm-hmm. I back in the day, it didn't taste like that to me, but now my palate's so wrecked that Drake's
thanks hazy Drake's IPAs. IPAs
taste sweet. And some River Buddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fresh?
It was
fresh-ish.
2.5 months.
Okay.
So it was just barely made it.
Right. It wasn't a springtime River Buddy.
But they're out of the can, so I had to have it.
Where do you find
good.
Can?
Still good. The Market. Ooh. On Herndon and the West in Fresno, California. And Full Circle, it had this at Eureka Burger. Juicy, the New England IPA. Full Circle. Had two of them.
Two.
There you go. That's all I had.
Man, they just had
last week.
They had a good name for a hazy beer.
Full Circle did?
They did.
You don't remember right now?
I forgot about this till right now.
It's right now. Well, look in your Untappd right now and tell us what you've been drinking this past week. The Nick 80.
Who, me?
Who, me?
So, still powering through my Sierra Nevada mixed fresh hop mixed pack.
Damn it. Can't find this.
Oh, you need it. You need this in your life. Oddly enough, after my tangent last week of not enough Russian Imperial Stouts around, I too went to the Eureka Burger. And this was...
Oh, yeah, they got some stouts.
Saturday night. And I'm looking at the board, and I'm like, son of a bitch, that says Stone Imperial Russian Stout. I'm like, that's odd, though. They discontinued it.
And oh, wait.
If you look a little closer, because I had optimal bar seating, this was a 3-year-old keg.
What?
Of Imperial Russian Stout. It was from 2014. So I don't know if they had it or if Stone sat on it and then is distributing it now. I don't know how this happened. It could have been forgotten by the distributor. It could have been...
So you're still trying to figure out if this is a Stone thing or just a very localized...
Yeah,
freak is this... One keg incident.
A complete accident or is this on purpose? But I was like, well, I got to try it. I got to see what...
Got to try
it. A 3-year-old keg tastes like. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't, you know, super crisp and sharp and with the carbonation. Mm-hmm. But it's a stout, so who cares? It's still going to drink pretty nice. And it's... Yeah. What, 13%?
Whoa. Do you think the alcohol was a little muted because of that?
Yeah, it was definitely 2014? All the flavors were muted.
Everything muted.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I wonder it paired well with my lamb burger.
Oh, you had a lamb burger.
Lulu lamb burger.
I usually get the Fresno bag.
Oh, do you?
Or the nachos.
You're one of those, huh?
If it's happy hour time, I go chicken nachos. If it's normal times, Fresno Fig Burger.
I did go for the fried mac and cheese balls for my side dish.
Ooh, we had those too. Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Excellent. You got mac and cheese and you fry it. Good.
Fried it up. And then thanks to one
Dave, I wonder how many people are ordering that 2014. I'm just curious.
Yeah, like do they even know?
Right.
Do you even know?
Bro? Do you know, bro?
No.
Do you even know?
Do you have any IPAs?
You got any 3-year-old beer? We got this Just Outstanding from March.
Dude, yeah. It's still there. And I don't know because it's on their regular menu.
Because
On Eureka Burger, they have a rotating menu, and then they have their
They finally started making a smaller menu of just rotating tabs.
And that Just Outstanding's on the regular menu. So, but I'm like, is this the same keg from 6 months ago, or can I get a? They need one of those boards with the keg. How old the keg is.
May I see the keg topper, please?
May I see
What do you do when you have a thing of propane? You got to try and figure out how much propane's in it. Isn't there like a trick, like a soap suds trick or something? You have to do that with the keg. Like, how much is in this keg? What's the level of this keg?
Nice. You got to look for the frost line. That's how you
do it. Yep. Yeah, okay.
You let it sweat a little bit.
The keg?
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah, the temperature of the room is warmer than the product in the keg, so it creates a sweat line. You can see where that is.
And
sometimes there's a shake you can do to it to kind of get a feel for it.
You got
to
make that keg go through a whole process that ages it more, just so you can see how old it is.
No, it wouldn't even take a minute.
Oh, a minute. It'll show up. All right. There you go. There's your trick. There's your keg trick.
Momento.
If you're able to get the keg outside of the cooler. Hey, I'm going to disconnect your keg for a minute.
I just need to see. I need you to verify.
Pull the keg out of the cooler for just 1 minute.
It's okay.
What? It's all right. I'm a beer geek. I can do this.
It's okay.
It's okay. Everything's fine. I'm a beer geek. I'm legally licensed to do this. Just gonna stand here and watch your keg for a minute.
Sir, do you have a permit?
Yep. Beer geek.
Here's my untapped.
Here's my untapped. And look at this. 1,500 uniques, babe. No, bet you don't have many people coming in with that many uniques.
Certified keg checker. Yep. You get the certified keg badge.
Any more kegs you need me to check, I'll do it. Just give me a beer. I'll work in beer.
I'm in the industry.
Matt Lincotts. Beardy Brew 87.
I actually went to Tioga Square Brewing Company on my day off.
Whoa. No, you didn't. You went to the beer garden on your day off?
Yeah.
You nuts.
So I was hanging out with Shayna. We decided to take the pups. She has a pup and her friend had a pup. We decided to take the pups out to Tioga because it was dog friendly.
Clam jam.
And so I enjoyed a Mount Whitney XPA and a Nitro Sugar Pine Porter. Mm. Enjoyed both of those beers.
Was your glass clean? Did you get a pint glass?
For the XPA?
Uh-huh. Was it a pint glass?
Yep.
Because, like, you're like, I'm Matt. I don't want pint glass. Give me freaking proper glassware, bro.
Yeah, we only have pint glasses.
Oh.
We don't have pint tulips.
Yes, pint tulips.
I want my pint tulip.
And then we also did a sampler of the Hella Ninja, which is a jasmine riced lager.
What?
Yeah.
A rice lager.
So there's a type of rice called jasmine rice, and we used a lager yeast for it. So,
wow,
yeah, called Hella Ninja, and so I got to sip on that.
Is that from Sam from the Fresno Grizzlies? Promotion expert.
We've made a couple different versions of that beer, but It was also featured at his Ninja Star studio.
Yeah. Ninja pop up.
And then I've been drinking a lot of Fulton Street IPA. I've been taking 4 packs of that home each week.
You still got some?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro.
Have to get some.
It's getting old. Better hurry.
Might have to get some tomorrow.
Oh, it's starting to clear up already.
I was at Spokies the other night.
This is how you like it.
And they didn't quite have anything on draft, but they had super...
Nothing on draft.
They had Super Collider.
That's what the board said. Nothing.
So I enjoyed one of those IPAs out of the can.
Super Collider.
Super Collider.
Hmm. It's a good name.
Yeah. So that's what I've been caught drinking.
There you go.
Everything else is a bunch of repeats.
Repeats. Not worthy of podcast. Nick. The Nick 80.
What?
He's on Untappd sometimes when he remembers.
Yeah, I got a new phone now, so it might be more.
New phone. New phone. Who dis?
Who dis? New podcast. Who dis?
So you couldn't check in anything. Yeah, new phone. I got it. Oh. Is Untappd? Did you immediately? Did all your apps transfer over?
They did, but I can't remember my password for any of them. So.
But you're back in Untappd? Okay?
Still working on. Yes, actually, Untappd. Okay. I did get to check in my 2014.
That's one of my first apps. I make sure it's okay.
Do you feel cooler when you check in a beer that says out of production?
Always. Yep.
Like, hey, everybody, I'm drinking.
Or do you think nobody's going to believe you that you're really checking that?
No, it was really a 2014.
Do you need to see photos of my garage fridge to believe me, bro?
Do you need to see a picture?
You
got to
hold up a newspaper. You got to hold up a current newspaper to the picture with the picture.
I have beers that are rare AF in that fridge.
Whoa,
dang!
You can bring them over here. It's fine.
They got a box right over there for you.
Yeah, well, we don't have the room, but it's nice. Nick, you know what happened?
What are we doing?
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
We did mine.
Oh. I don't know what's happening. What am I supposed to know?
I don't know.
What are you guys looking at me?
As long as you got yours.
I got mine, yeah.
Yes, but does everybody want some?
Well, I want some too, though.
Cheese. Cheese. Mm. The show, and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers, 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 and jeers. Cheers and jeers.
What time is it?
Cheese.
I forgot what segment we're on.
It's called New Beer. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the show. Especially thanks to the Golden Gods. The Golden Gods, those are people that donate money to it. They actually give money to a podcast. Can you believe that? You believe that? I can believe it. We give money to the podcast too, just like the Golden Gods do. So thank you guys for doing that for us. We appreciate it. Keeps the show running. With that, we don't have to worry about it. It just runs on pure Golden God juice. Hazy, juicy Golden God brewing. These dudes, they go on patreon.com/perfectpour. PATREON. patreon.com/perfectpour. And they donate money to the show every month. $5 or more. You can be Golden God too. It's pretty cool. You can buy us beer, buy us stickers, buy us Facebook ads. Who knows what we'll do with that money? We'll go crazy. We'll go crazy. Maybe we'll get an Uber ride for Matt one day. You never know. We could do all these things because of the Golden Gods.
Uber rides tomorrow.
And then what the cool part is, we can give you a little bit back. You can hear the episode the night before everyone else can hear it. You can hear the tailgate audio for every episode. And you get invited to the Facebook group. There's a little private Facebook group. Cool people hang out, do Facebook stuff. And any other little special surprises, early releases, like our latest video, Beer Bench video. Whoa. Plenty. People got to see that for a couple days.
Who?
They wanted to. So all these things are cool. So thank you, Golden Gods. Big cheers to you guys. Always appreciate it. Also, thanks to cheers to Ian Stewart and Eric Spatz at Eric Spatz over there at the Beer with Friends podcast. And just thanks to everyone that donate or that shouts out the show, that subscribes to the show. You know, using any or just talks to the neighbor person, your neighbor. Go over to your neighbor's house. Tell him about the Perfect Pour. That's your assignment this week. I don't care what he's into, who he is, who she is. You tell him about the Perfect Pour. You subscribe and grab their phone and hit subscribe. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do this week. Matt, cheers and people.
Cheers out to those who have been donating beers to us. They've been yes. some pretty solid things. So I appreciate each and every one of you.
You've been nice.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's my cheers. Brother, do you have anything?
Hi, maybe. Cheers to...
Ooh, Fridge Mike.
Fridge Mike is hot. Woo! Woo!
Are you turning cans in there?
Oh, boy.
Are you facing product before you pick out what you want?
Yeah, I got to make it look nice. Can't just willy-nilly. Gosh, I don't know if I should say that.
You're getting kind of Rammy in there, are you? Return to Rammy.
Rammy reference.
Hills Bills brought it up to me the other day. It's wow, like, man. Oh, I forgot about that term.
Getting Rammy. Oh, man. Man, it's just...
Too many good things to choose from. I get it.
Fucking shit. I think we should wait. So... Coming back, guys.
Mind the noise, sir. Mind the noise. Getting a little crazy over there.
Made it back. What happened? Anything cool happen?
Oh, yeah. We had whales, bro.
Oh, shit. More cheers, Nick?
Cheers to that beer that just opened up.
I love gold.
Why is this? This is weird.
Poor Nick.
This is weird. I'm trying to find. Our Instagram is not working right now. Ooh, what is that?
Oh my god! Last beer of the episode. I'm assuming, but you never know.
How long will we be here?
Perfect Talon from Modern Times Brewing. Donate to the show by SD Beer Talk. Greg from SD Beer Talk. That is another podcast that you can listen to and enjoy. This is
probably a double. I think that's the only reason why it's here.
Ooh. This is a Modern Times exclusive.
I guess it doesn't say.
I thought it did say double.
I usually accidentally take the single IPAs for myself when Greg donates them.
But. Oh, interesting.
Well, he says, you don't have to put them on the show, but this is the beer that Nick would like, and that's the beer Mike would like. And it's like, so they're for the show. I yes. get it.
Are we okay over there, Nick?
We're okay.
Can we figure it out?
No. we're down right
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa.
We're down. Instagram Whoa. Is down.
It's hazy.
This
it's hazy, bro. Cheers, everybody.
This is different.
Cheers. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving.
Wow. There is something going on
this
here.
This is different. Yeah, it's this hazy. Is different. No, it's like...
This is like vegetables.
Yeah, the vegetable, there's almost like a candy sweetness to it. Like,
We're very much in the produce section here. Yeah, what's that sweet? Come on, Nick. You can do it.
It's lingering. It's lingering sweetness.
This is the lingerer. It should have been called the lingerer. I can't place it. Damn it. My talents are too weak. Well.
Sweet. It's a sweet onion flavor.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. I might have it.
That's not caramelized onions. Come on.
not caramelized.
It's like a brown sugar.
It's French onion dip.
Yeah. See? Hmm. Sweet onions. Yeah, I believe I just said that.
Let me see.
Got Mr. French onion over here.
It's a little sweeter than French onion dip is, but I'll go with that. I'll agree with it.
Would you call French onion sweet onion?
No.
Ah. Take that.
Ah.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Well, you guys have fun. This is fun.
This is
fun. You have fun. Sitting around talking about beer every week.
I sure am thankful.
We had more turkey.
I'm very thankful that this happened. All this beer that we got. Thanks. Wow. Thank you, everyone that donated. And stick around for 2 hours of greatness.
Great.
Straight. Non-stop.
That's right.
There was no stopping. All right. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Thank you for being awesome.
Don't stop believing.
Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. You've been listening to the Perfect Bomb. Here in the episode was... I'm going to say Minesweeper. That's... I like that.
Seasonal veggies.
Oh, maybe that collab. That Alvaro should collab. What about that field work? Jesus! Field work. We had too many damn good beers!
Field work and let's be a boss.